Learning Lab at WEAA 88.9 FM on the campus of Morgan State University, the School of Global Journalism and Communication presents the Morgan News Hour. Welcome to the Morgan News Hour. I'm Randy Reed, News Director here at WEAA. Thank you for joining us. Now let's take a look at the stories we're working on. Baltimore City workers are facing down a vaccine mandate set in place back in August. You may be receiving another child tax care payment starting this weekend if you qualify. But first,
I can tell you that the state of Maryland will not defund the police as long as I'm governor. Instead, we're going to refund the police.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced today a new $150 million initiative to increase support for law enforcement, crime control, and victim protection services around the state.
Trying to reduce crime by defunding police is dangerous, radical, far-left lunacy. Thinking that you can improve law enforcement by defunding the police is like saying that you want to improve education by defunding the schools. It's absurd and ridiculous.
The governor's initiatives include $50 million to fund salary increases and hiring bonuses to ensure competitive compensation for state police agencies, $24 million to create an accountability resource fund for body cams and de-escalation training. Among the other initiatives, the governor also announced a new plan to provide 100% state funding to match for all Crime Stopper rewards. Back on August 31st, the Morgan News Hour reported that the Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott issued a mandate to city employees about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This Monday, October 18th, is the deadline for the city for city employees. The new vaccination policy applies to all City of Baltimore employees, including probationary, contractual, seasonal, part-time, and temporary employees, as well as sworn personnel employed by the fire and police departments. All employees who are not fully vaccinated will be required to produce a weekly negative test results in order to report to work. The Morgan News Hour reached out to the mayor's office to see if this policy is still set. Are their city employees still unvaccinated? But we did not hear back.
Over 1,000 new COVID cases are being reported today in Maryland. Health officials reported 1,068 new cases today and 18 deaths related to the virus. The percentage of people testing positive in the state slightly decreased to 3.79%. The vast majority of these cases are being reported among unvaccinated or who are at risk for newer or more contagious strains of the disease. So far, 85% of eligible Marylanders have received their first shot. Here's a story we've all been following. Officials in Maryland say one of three zebras that escaped from a farm in August has been found dead in an illegal snare trap. News outlets report that the Natural Resource Police spokeswoman Laura Moses said the zebra was found September 16th on private property in Upper Marlboro. Moses said investigators don't know who placed a snare trap there, but such traps are illegal in Prince George's County. Initially, officials believe five zebras escaped. The owner now thinks only three zebras got out. That leaves just two zebras on the loose. President Biden is pitching his social spending program in Connecticut today as negotiations on the plan heat up. Speaking at a Hartford Child Care Center, Biden said his Build Back Better plan will invest in American people, not just roads and bridges. He also added, too many American parents can't compete for good jobs because they can't afford child care. He said his plan will change that, with most parents paying no more than 7% of their income on child care. President Biden said he too struggled to afford child care back when he was a senator commuting to D.C.
And I could not afford the child care. Everybody wonders why I commuted every day 265 miles a day to be back and forth with my children. I could afford the train, it was cheaper.
He said his plan also provides free community college. Biden's signature legislation faces an uphill battle as progressives and moderate Democrats remain divided on the price tag. Some Maryland families should see some extra funds in their bank accounts before the weekend starts. The Internal Revenue Service is scheduled to distribute the enhanced child credit payment today. It's the fourth such payment of the expanded
credit that was part of the massive coronavirus relief package passed in March. About 35 million families benefited from the extra payment in September. Now let's take a look at the news around our region.
Officials are delaying a detention hearing for an Annapolis couple facing espionage charges. 42-year-old Navy nuclear engineer Jonathan Toby and his wife, 45-year-old Diana Toby, were set to appear today in federal court to determine if they would remain in custody while awaiting trial, as they are considered a flight risk. That hearing has now been pushed back to Wednesday afternoon, coinciding with the couple's preliminary hearing to determine if probable cause exists for their charges. Jonathan has been accused of trading data on nuclear submarine designs for cryptocurrency to an undercover FBI agent posing as a foreign intelligence. If convicted of the charges, he and his wife could face life in prison along with a $100,000 fine each. And residents who bought a sick or behavioral challenged dog from a pet shop in Towson or Rockville may be entitled to a refund or medical costs coverage. Just Puppies agreed to a settlement prohibiting the pet shop from selling dogs in the state after allegations of sourcing animals from puppy mills. Under the settlement, the company will not only be banned from selling, but will also be refunding purchases or covering costs of certain medical treatment for dogs bought at their shop since January 1st, 2020. This is in accordance with Maryland's No More Puppy Mills Act, which went into effect at the start of 2020. I'm Carol Williams reporting for the Morgan News Hour.
Now let's take a look at the weather around our region. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday, a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m., high near 79. South wind will be 9 to 16 miles per hour. Winds could gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Saturday night, continued showers in the early evening, low around 51. Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. Windy with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Monday, sunny with a high near 67. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. Tuesday, sunny, high near 71. That's a look at your weather around the region.
A new prison report is out. American Urban Radio Network's Ebony McMorris reports.
AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris. A new report by the Sentencing Project called The Color of Justice, Racial and Ethnic Disparity in State Prisons is offering a startling look at the prison system. The report found that Black Americans are incarcerated in state prisons across the country at nearly five times the rate of whites, and Latinx people are 1.3 times as likely to be incarcerated than non-Latinx whites. And while nine states have lowered their prison population by 30%, not enough emphasis, the report says, has been focused on ending racial and ethnic disparities system-wide. And America leads the world in its use of incarceration, with more than 1.2 million people held in state prisons around the country. Now, the report does offer up true meaningful reforms to this criminal justice system. One, eliminate mandatory sentences for all crimes. Two, require prospective and retroactive racial impact statements for all criminal statutes. And three, decriminalizing low-level drug offenses. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMahon. Morris.
Learn what U.S. automaker tops the list of the most U.S.-made content in their cars. Here is our business and consumer report.
Investors are watching and wondering if a series of earnings reports due next month could help push up the price of Chinese technology stocks. But today's news concerning Alibaba Group Holding isn't likely to help, as analysts have slashed their forecasts for Alibaba, which is sometimes called the Amazon of China. One observer based out of Hong Kong saying Alibaba is facing one of its most challenging quarters. Back here at home, President Biden is signing a bill to extend the debt limit until early December.
The chief executive signed the measure on Thursday, just days before a first-ever government default on debt obligations. But lawmakers will have to come up with another solution to avoid a potential debt crisis before the holidays. Republicans have warned they won't help Democrats pass another extension beyond December. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Bitcoin is on the rise once again.
The digital currency topped $60,000. That's the highest it's been in 6 months. It comes amid optimism about a futures exchange traded fund, or ETF, that may be coming in the future. That would be a first for Bitcoin. I'm Sarah Bartlett, NBC News Radio.
Ford Motor Company has once again topped the list in terms of building a vehicle with the most U.S.-made content.
The Ford Mustang GT with a 5-liter engine topped the Made in America Auto Index with over 88% in domestic parts. The Chevrolet Corvette Stingray ranked second, and the Tesla 3 model came in third. Overall, Tesla had the highest domestic content with 81% of American-made parts, while General Motors and Ford averaged 70% company-wide. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, now known as Stellantis, averaged between 65 and 70% U.S.-made parts.
Consumer and business news, James Flippin, NBC News Radio.
Well, coming up next, we'll hear from our Ravens reporter, Cordell Woodland, as he gives up. Oh, I'm sorry, we went to the wrong story. Specialty drugs jumped 5% in the last year. Hear how this impacts you in our health report.
Fully vaccinated foreign travelers will be allowed into the U.S. starting in a few weeks. The White House says that policy will begin November 8th. Assistant Press Secretary Kevin Munoz tweeted the rules cover international air travel in addition to traveling by land. The news coming after an announcement that the U.S. would reopen its borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexicans. A new report shows that specialty drugs treating chronic conditions like cancer and multiple sclerosis jumped again last year. Bill Trefiro reports.
The latest AARP Price Watch report shows that in 2020, the average price of specialty drugs jumped almost 5%.
And we found is that the average annual cost for just one specialty drug was over $84,000.
Lee Purvis says that's $20,000 more than the median household income in the U.S. and nearly three times the median income for Medicare beneficiaries.
Health updates. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Now, coming up next, we'll hear from our Ravens reporter, Cordell Woodland, as he gives us a preview of this weekend's Ravens-Chargers game. Welcome back to the Morgan News Hour. Thanks for riding with us. The temperature here at Morgan State University is 79 degrees and partly cloudy.
Now let's take a look at the weather around our region. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday, a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m., high near 79. South wind will be 9 to 16 miles per hour. Winds could gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Saturday night, continued showers in the early evening, low around 51. Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. Windy with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Monday, sunny with a high near 67. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. Tuesday, sunny, high near 71. That's a look at your weather around the region.
Our sports anchor Tariq Turner is off tonight, so I'll be handling all the sports today. Morgan State football team will try and earn its first win of the season and spoil South Carolina's homecoming when they face the Bulldogs tomorrow at 3:30. Here's what Morgan State's quarterback Neil Boudreau thinks it will take to win.
We just got to come together as a team and each do our individual job. I think these last few weeks that we've kind of beaten ourselves, whether it's penalties or just small individual assignment errors that we've been making. So if we can cut out a lot of that stuff, then we'll be really good.
A new edition of The Morgan Show was released today. They spoke with Morgan State bowler, who transferred all the way from Bogota, Colombia.
Welcome back to The Morgan Show. Lamont and Gabe with you. And as you see, we got some company. We got some company all the way from Bogota, Colombia. She is a member of the Morgan State University bowling team. She is Natalia Miranda Vega. Welcome to the Morgan Show. Welcome to Morgan. Welcome to America.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Natalia, let's start right there. The decision to come from Bogota to Baltimore. And how's that transition gone for you?
It was hard because I was already studying at a university, but I was like unhappy. So I decided to pursue my passions. So my passion for bowling, my passion to reach the best version of myself and enjoy the process. So I stopped studying there and applied to a bowling program that with NCAA, I know I could get a scholarship and came here and learn a lot. And so far it's been amazing. Like the support you feel, like you know there's people there wishing you to do your best. And it's pretty easy to work hard when you have that kind of support. And that's something that helps me day to day to work harder. And we're going to achieve some good stuff.
That's a big.
You can catch the full episode on weaa.org right now. Morgan State's volleyball team is currently competing at Hill Fieldhouse against Delaware State. Morgan trails Delaware State 16-11 in the first set. And now we're joined by Ravens reporter Cordell Woodland for his preview of this weekend's Ravens-Chargers game at M&T Bank Stadium. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Randy. How you doing?
Good. Before we start, great piece on Lamar Jackson yesterday. And if anyone anyone missed it, they can go to weaa.org, and it's right there. A couple quick questions. The Ravens are taking on the Chargers this Sunday. What can you tell us about them?
Well, the Chargers are fighters just like the Ravens. They come in with the same record. They're both 4-1. Dynamic young quarterback in Justin Herbert, who's really been taking care of the ball this year. 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions so far on the year. The Chargers are, this is a team that has also beaten the Chiefs this year. They're number one in the AFC West, which so far could possibly be one of the toughest divisions in the league. So this will not be an easy game come Sunday. They're good on both sides of the ball really this year. So this should be another nail biter, sad to say, for Ravens fans.
So Ravens rookie receiver, Rashad Bateman, is finally going to make his debut. What do we expect to see from him?
Well, in time, I think Rashad Bateman is really going to add to this receiving group. We've really been waiting for him to make his debut, and it couldn't come at a better time with receiver Sammy Watkins already being ruled out with a hamstring injury. So with Sammy gone, is big that Rashad Bateman would be able to fill in. It's not clear how much he'll play yet. I don't imagine them just completely giving him a normal workload. I think they'll ease him in, especially with this being the first week back. But I think him being on the field in itself will do nothing but add to this passing game, which has already been very good this year.
The inside linebacker play has been huge. Has been a huge disappointment, I should say. What do you think is the problem?
Well, inconsistency, number one. I mean, Patrick Queen, who was their number one, one of their first-round picks within the last few years, he really hasn't lived up to expectations. He had a bad rookie year last year, and a lot of people gave him a pass due to it being the COVID year and not the regular off-season training. But even coming into this year, it's been a lot of the same issue in pass coverage and really in tackling. He's really struggled in tackling. Malik Harrison, he's been pretty much on the same level, but he doesn't take as Patrick Queen. So I think Wayne Martindale and really the ball, they really want to start seeing something from the inside linebackers because it's clear it's been the weak spot of this defense.
So what are your keys for the game this Sunday?
All right, so this week it'll be big. I think Tavon Young, he had a great game Monday night, except for the personal foul call that he got late in the game. The Ravens still ended up winning. But outside of that, Tavon Young probably had the best game of his career. Him and Jimmy Smith are going to be huge because they'll be facing off against Keenan Allen in the slot. Those guys will have to step up, really the Ravens secondary as a whole. So that's number one. The Ravens secondary needs to be better. Anthony Averett had his worst game of his career Monday night. They're going up against a hot Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, two very good receivers. Number two, this running game has to get going for the Ravens. The running, outside of Lamar, the running backs gave them nothing Monday night. And I've been saying it for weeks, John Harbaugh does not want Lamar to have to keep taking the hits that he's been taking. Lamar's been great, but you want him to be out there. So these running backs are going to have to give them something because to this point they've just really been a dud. And last but not least, the Ravens' passing game really continue to do what it's been doing. Nobody really expected this from this passing game coming in, but yet here they are, dynamic. Lamar over almost 500 yards passing Monday night. That has to keep going. Like I said, Rashad Bateman coming in would do nothing but help. And Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown, these guys have really been some of the best playmakers we've seen so far in the league.
All right. Thank you, Cordell, for your Ravens report. We'll catch up to you Monday to do a recap. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Legendary...
mess with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Not. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting.
Legendary rapper Nas is teaching hip-hop storytelling course for Masterclass. This course features the New York native sharing his techniques as part of an inside look at the creative process. Nas will be joined by fellow artists such as Questlove, Timbaland, Alicia Keys, and teaching on Masterclass, which is a minimum of $15 a month. We're going to be ending the show early tonight to bring you a special segment from the Baltimore Community Lending. Everyone enjoy your weekend. I'm Randy Reed, and good night.
Our production tonight was brought to you by the students in the School of Global Journalism and Communication right here at Morgan State University, in our learning lab right here in the studios of WEAA 88.9 FM, led by Dean Jacqueline Jones and station manager Robert Shaheed. Thank you to our student reporters, Shine Boggs, Darius Brockett, Shania Butler, Kasha Hancock, Chardonnay Jackson, Sakaya Jennings, Jasmine Johnson, Rochelle Keaton, David Lance, Brigitte McMillan, Gabriel Ortiz, Kendra Pugh, Tariq Turner, and an extra special thanks to Sean McBean for operating the board tonight.